Welcome to Oust Now podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently. We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time. Oust Now podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics. Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
Everybody,
we are here with a very special episode with our very first special request. So this is a topic that was specially requested. Just a reminder, we wanted to hear more from you guys, what you wanted to hear about, and this is a request from Miss Barbara, and she wanted to talk about or wanted to hear us talking about changing the trajectory of your life. Can you do it? Absolutely. Have we done it? Yes, we have. So we're going to talk about it. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, let's do it. A little bit of context on how the topic came about. Miss Barbara is a very close friend of our family. She is family. And we were having a very in-depth conversation. I forget what we were talking about. But I remember saying to her, like, I don't understand, like, why me? And it wasn't me being like,
feeling sorry for yourself?
Yeah, it wasn't one of those moments.
I got you.
It wasn't one of those moments. But it was more to the effect of, you know, I feel like since I was very young, I have always had this feeling of I wanted something better. Mm. And when I wasn't seeing it in my surroundings or whatever, I was always reaching or searching for something, not better, maybe different. Searching for something different.
Okay.
Which really kind of drove the decisions that I made, even as a kid, you know, even as kids, we're making decisions all the way into adulthood. And that's kind of what sparked the conversation. And she said, you know, I think this needs to be one of your topics, changing the trajectory. Hmm. And I was like, okay. I'm on it. So I will ask the question. Can you think of a time where you felt like knowingly or unknowingly, the decisions that you made, you knew was going to change your life or change the path of your life? Can you think of a time?
Absolutely. Every time.
I bet a few.
Right? That's what I was going to say. I was going to be like, yes. I actually, seven times that I can think off of the top of my head when I'm just saying. I feel like when we make the decision to be parents, that definitely is going to change things up. Even if you have other kids. Like, a lot of times we joke, like, I've joked, like, what's one more, you know, like, we just, you know, but it still does. It still impacts the household and it still does change where you're headed and how you're moving forward and how you're going to move, because every child is different. Every pregnancy is different. And adding another personality to a household It definitely is changing things. It's changing your life, and it's changing the lives of the people in your home and people around you. I mean, that's what sticks out in my, definitely in my mind. I know there are definitely other decisions that I've made that definitely changed the outcome. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how I winded up or ended up in foster care, for example. That's definitely one of them. So, and sometimes, like you said, sometimes it's unintentionally. Like when I wound up in foster care, when I made the decision to go to the school nurse that day and kind of tell her what was taking place. I knew, but I didn't really know, if that makes sense. Like, I knew it was going to definitely be some changes as a result of it, but what those changes was, I was unaware. So, yeah, I can think of that as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. I bet you there's tons more. It's just, I hope I didn't put you on the spot too much, because I know we didn't map this out, but I thought, mm-hmm. because we're talking about this in particular, I think it would be important for us to share some of the experiences that we've had, that, or decisions, or even mm-hmm. things, maybe that wasn't necessarily a decision that happened mm-hmm. that totally shifted mm-hmm. your path. Maybe that was the original path, but if you really think about it, like, maybe that was the original path, mm-hmm. but those were the catalyst for you to get on the path you were supposed to be. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking that. When you were talking earlier, like, I take little notes. I don't know if sometimes you can hear my little marker just going, but I'll be taking notes. And I was thinking that when you were speaking earlier, I was like, you know what? I feel like when you asked that question earlier, and you was like, you was thinking, why me? But not coming from a place of feeling sorry for yourself at all. Just coming from a place of like, why is this me? And when you said it, the instant thing that came to my mind, and I just kind of jotted it down, was it was you, because that was your path. Even though you didn't know where it was headed or where it was taking you, that decision was going to get you there, because it was you, because God knew you could handle it. That's why it was you.
Fair enough. And you know, these are things that everyone experiences, but we don't always dissect it. One, sometimes it's too hard, where we just can't look at that. You know, it might be too painful. Because even like when we initially started talking about it, we started talking about our mother, and it was like, oh my God, it turned into a different type of conversation. And to be frank, I think that conversation that we ended up having, it might have triggered some things that really made me say, I don't know, like I had to dive into it in therapy a little bit better, because it did kind of bring up some old feelings, and it was interesting to kind of see how it triggered it. But it was a good thing, right? Because it got me to a different place in my therapy process. So it's a good thing. Right. I can think of a few times. Oh, Lord have mercy, how many times? But one that really stuck out in my head when I asked you the question for me was when I decided to leave my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. It was a really big decision. I've made big decisions before, but I knew what I didn't want. I knew how this is not what I wanted when it came to a relationship and marriage. I know that's not what I wanted. And even though I had put up with a lot of shit before I finally came to the decision, I had always known that this is not what I want for me. And I'll be very transparent. I didn't want a husband who would cheat on me. I didn't want a husband that was, well, he was an alcoholic, full transparency. And no judgment for him because, you know, alcoholism is a disease. But we can choose to change the things that we do not want. And he chose not to. But I know that I didn't want to have that kind of life. And I also knew that I didn't want to bring children into a marriage with that type of, or with an alcoholic for a parent. So those were very conscious decisions on my part. And when I ultimately decided to leave, I'm not saying it wasn't easy. It was difficult. As I mean, it was one of the hardest things that I've ever done. I was very lucky because I had support between our cousin Gigi and our sister Elle. So I had support when I made the decision, like I had a place to go. But had I not made that decision, I wouldn't be remarried right now with an amazing husband. I wouldn't have my son and two girls, amazing girls. And we probably wouldn't be sitting here today on this podcast. I believe it. Or maybe, but then, hey, maybe this is where we're supposed to be.
Right. We would have got here. It might have been different circumstances, maybe, but I think we definitely would have got here. Because I know we talked about that before. I've always felt like, you know, what's for me is for me. And I don't care who tries to alter that path or get in the way or stop that. They can't. They can't take anything from me, or they can't stop me or you or anybody from what is for them and what's intended for them. And as far as the, you know, the divorce, like, I get it. I get it. I think my situation was different because I had kids, and your situation was because you didn't want to have kids in that situation.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like the same thought, just for different reasons, because I thought to myself, it wasn't good for the kids that we already had. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was their normal, it was still not normal. This is not the example. You know, it just wasn't a good example. And so I can definitely relate to making that decision, because that is really a tough decision. And it's tough when you don't have kids, and it's even tougher when there are kids involved, you know? So
for sure, for sure. One of the things that we debated when we first started bouncing this idea around was, well, is part of changing, like, the path of your life, is it us, the individual, or is it sometimes influenced by the people that are in your life, whether it's temporarily, just people who are in your life, and how that can affect the changes that you make or affect your path? So mindset, remember, I don't know if you remember, but I was like, well, you know, there's people who along the way kind of helped me go in a different direction. But what did you say? Do you remember what you said?
Girl, you're going to have to refresh my memory. No, I don't. Girl, I told you how old I am. And, you know, after each child that you have, you're going to lose a little bit of brain cells. So I don't know what I said. So I hope you wrote it down if it was good. Because no, I remember.
I fully remember, because I was like, yes, but no. We weren't arguing. We were just debating, like. But okay, so you said to me, you were like, well, no, that was you. That wasn't the influencers or the people that were around you. And I was like, but yeah, they play a big part. But you were like, no, it was you.
No.
So that's what.
No, it's you. I'm sorry. I know you're like, oh, you want to, you always give people credit, especially people that helped you along the way and that really kind of was a positive influence. But at the end of the day, it was you. You made better choices or wanted to make better choices, you, like you said, even before you knew who those people were, you had a desire for something better. So I don't care. I feel like I don't care who's in your circle, who's around you, who's trying to speak life and positivity into the situation or trying to guide you to a better situation. The individual, you have to want it. The person that you're trying to give that to, they have to want it. Just like you said earlier, alcoholism, it's a disease, right? It absolutely is. And so no matter how you want a person to do better and not be enslaved to this alcoholism and to this disease, they have to want it. They have to desire it. They have to be like, I don't want this anymore. And so you have to give yourself some credit. I mean, yes, I thank God for every person that came into my life along the way, because it was a lot of them. I guess God was like, hey, you don't really have your parents. So he put people in place to tell me information that I needed to get me through. But at the end of the day, I wanted it. And I used the information that they gave me. It's a conscious decision on how you're going to move forward. And yes, you can absolutely change how your life moves. And like you said, maybe it's a part of that is destined. Like you're going to get there. You're going to get there regardless. And that's definitely, I feel that way to a degree as well. Like we talked about before, but you made that decision. Yes, you had some good influences. Yes, they helped you. They guided you along the way. They gave you what you needed, but you had to want it. And that's how I feel. And I'm so happy that you brought that back to my attention, because that's really how I feel. Like, yo, stop giving it to everybody else. Yeah, no. Stop giving it to everybody else.
No. So what was my thing? I said, okay, so what if, or this is kind of so what if sometimes people can grow up a certain way where it's very sheltered and this is all you know. There's no difference. But there are people that are gonna be put in your path, even though you may want these things. There are people or situations, one of those two things, people will be put in your path to help you get to that road that you're supposed to be on. So I never take away from the fact that, okay, hey, look, maybe this is where I wanted to be, or maybe I want something different. But if you like, I can't take away from that fact that, hey, look, there were people put in place. Absolutely. Or situations that were put in place that helped to shift that. And like, I think I've shared with you before, like, had I never been in the group home, I do not know what my life would have been like. And I honestly think it would have been, I don't know. Would have been like, life ain't always easy, but I don't know if I would have had a good outcome had I not been placed in foster care.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
But that was people.
Okay.
Situations.
Okay. But is it a part of you that feels like, maybe it's just me. So it's a part of me that feels like I said earlier, what is meant to be is going to always be. So somehow, even if it wasn't for the group home, you don't feel like your desire to want something different would have still prevailed. Even without the group home, let's say the group home never came into place, but you don't think that God or your path. It might, you, so if you're going to be here today, you're going to be here today. Now, it might be some other alternate routes. Just like, you know, how people, how old people, like people, my grandma used to say all the time, oh, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So there's more than one way to get where you're supposed to be at. So you don't, a part of you doesn't feel like, even if this group home thing, I'm thankful, like I'll say me, for example, like I'm thankful for every person that came along the way and fed and gave and invested in me and my well-being along the way and gave me advice, or sometimes not even advice, gave me a chance, like, look, let me help this chick out because she's obviously she clueless, because when you're young, you know, you think you know more than what you really know, right? So I thank God for every last one of them, and I do give them credit, because a lot of advice that I took and utilized and implemented really did help me. And it made me make certain changes about me, about myself, and what I was going to do moving forward. But a part of me feels like, hey, even if that person wouldn't have gave me what I needed, I would have got it from someone else. I would have got it another way. I would have still got what I needed, because at the end of the day, this is where I was supposed to be at. You know, yeah. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. And you're right. Like, I don't think I ever got to tell you that our sister said something to me a couple of months ago. It was via text, and she said, you know, I prayed for you. And it was around that same time. Oh, it was around the same time, or right before. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak on it. I can't speak on that. Mm-hmm. It was right before, and she said, you know, well, I guess she didn't say when we were kids, but I'm assuming it was when we were kids. Mm-hmm. She said, I prayed for you. And I prayed that you would have a better life. Mm. I was kind of floored. And I guess maybe because, I don't know. Like, I get emotional when I think about it, because I'm like, wow, this shit was that bad. I'm not even laughing. That might be hysterical laughter. I was like, this shit, it could have been worse. Mm-hmm. But it was bad enough where she said, I prayed for you. I prayed that you would have a better life. And I did. I did.
Right.
And I'm not saying, you know, that it wasn't tough, but I think all things considered, shit, it didn't turn out that bad.
Right. But don't you feel like that was in you?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't feel like it was.
I really didn't feel like it was. Maybe not then, but now that you're older and you're aware and you're in this better place, don't you feel like part of your growth and part of you being where you are is because it was always in you? Like, you always had that?
Yes and no. Yes. 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 I do believe that. But what I see sometimes is that sometimes we can't get out of our own way.
Mm.
Okay. But let's just be real when it comes to shit. Okay. Like, we can sit here and say, I'll give you an example. I want to lose weight. Real talk. Now, I've got medical issues, and there's other things where I have a hard time losing weight, and it's been a struggle. And it will always be a struggle. Actually, has always been a struggle. Let me just put it out there, right? So, like, I want to lose weight. But in the past, have I always gotten out of my own way to do it? No.
Okay.
Am I doing better? Yes. Am I focused on it? Sure. Am I making progress? No. But, you know what I mean? So I'm just using that as an example.
Okay.
You know, like, sometimes we cannot get out of our own way, even though we want something different or we want something better. We have to be able to get out of our own way and be like, okay, what am I going to do to get there?
Okay.
To a degree, not all the time, right? But to a degree.
Absolutely to a degree. But can I say this? Can I say this? And it came to me, and it actually came to me because it was something that I was watching earlier. Right? It was something I was watching earlier. It was a motivational speaker I was watching. Okay. And his answer to this guy was, how bad do you want it? Because if you want it bad enough, you're going to make it happen. So sometimes I feel like we want things maybe more than we want other things. And I'm not saying that you don't want to lose weight. That's not what I'm saying. And that's not what this motivational speaker was saying either. He wasn't like trying to body shame this person at all by any means, but he was saying, how bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough? Because he's like, oh, I'm working on it. He was like, well, you're working on it, but how bad do you want it? Because if you want it that bad, you're going to make it happen. And that's what I see when you start really telling me about, you know, your destination to where you are now, your path to where you are now. You wanted it. And not only wanted it, but you wanted it bad enough to where you allowed those people to do what they were supposed to do in your life. Just like I said earlier, a person can say they don't want to drink anymore, and they can have all these therapists, and they can have all of these AAAs. How bad do they want it?
But don't you think that sometimes, you're right, you do, you have to want it really bad. Yeah, you do. You do. But then sometimes people get stuck. So how, and you know, that, how do you release yourself and how do you get unstuck? Like, I want this. And there's a bunch of different things that can kind of lead into why someone can get stuck in this. Okay, I want this, but they don't know where to go with it. Like, well, how do I do it? So I think it's easy to say, okay, yeah, we want these things and we just need to get out of our own way. But sometimes you need help. Either you're asking for it, some dial, phone a friend, phone a friend, ask for it. Therapy is a good one. Okay. Therapy is a great one. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we don't know that that's an option for us unless someone puts the bug in your ear. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's where the people come in. Like, I can...
That's and where you receive it. You have to receive it.
You do have to be able to receive it. Yep.
If someone looks at you and is like, you need help, but you're not there to receive it, right? You can only take, you can take it offensively, or you can take it like, nah, I got this. What the hell is you talking about? I don't need no help. So you still have to be in a position to receive it. I think it's both. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's both. I think it's having the people that gives you the information and then you being in the space that you want it bad enough to accept it. Hey, you know what? I need to go to therapy because I need to fix this because I know. I know that I'm having a moment where I need this help. Somebody can tell you all day long, hey, you know, you could benefit I'll use me. I'll use me as an example. You know, growing up in foster care, I had to go to therapy. I had to go to therapy. I really won't say everything that played into the reason why I had to go.
Girl, it's state mandated. If you in foster care, you go. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know what it was then. So I'll take that one. They make you go. I'll take it. I'll receive it. I was going to therapy, and it was I had to go. I didn't have a choice in it. I had to go to therapy, and it wasn't beneficial to me. It was not. Not as a kid, it was not. Because I wasn't in that place to receive it. I was feeling like it was pointless. I really, at that time, I was a kid. I wasn't really seeing the benefit. How is this benefiting me now? But right now, now here I am, 40-something. We ain't got to be specific, 40-something. Right?
You're not 21? What the hell?
Girl, I know I look it, girl, thanks.
I thought I was 20-something. What the fuck?
Girl, I thought I was 20-something, and I woke up, and my joints was hurting and shit. And I was like, no.
Your back was hurting.
This is definitely not 21 behavior right here. This ain't it. So nonetheless, but now here I am, 40-something, and when I had it for free, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't seeing it, but now I pay for it because now I'm able to receive it. Now I'm in that place where I'm here for it. Look, hey, the math ain't mathing over this way. It's something kind of off here. And I know I'm not too far gone because at least I know. Because see, crazy people, they don't know they crazy because they too far gone. But see, I realize, hey, I think I need to go talk this out with somebody other than my sister. Not that she's not dope with it. She dope with it. But hey. You know.
Girl, I went to therapy too. I forgot about that. But I was the same way. Like, I didn't do... It was mandatory. So I'd be looking at my therapist like, and I couldn't relate to her. She couldn't relate to me. And I'd be like, oh my God, I have to different hour. And I was a teenager. I'm like, this is bullshit. I just want to be over with this. But we had to do it on a weekly basis. But I remember feeling like this is pointless. But like you, once I got older, I was like, oh, I guess I can see why this would be helpful.
Right? Like, damn, I should have got this shit when it was free.
Right. Now I got to pay insurance and pay a copay to talk about my feelings. Damn. And they give me homework. What the hell?
And I'm going to tell you, like, I don't want to get too far into this because I know we are going to do a whole episode on therapy and mental health. So I don't want to put too much into it, but I'm going to tell you something that sticks out in my mind. This is no lie. I can't make this shit up. So I'm going to this one therapist and I'm not really for sure what therapist he was because I had a few of them. Okay. I'm just being honest, right? So I was at this one therapy session and I would never talk. I felt like I don't have anything to say. And then I really didn't feel like he was relatable to me. I didn't feel he was okay. I don't want to put too much of, I'm not really for sure how much of how transparent I would like to be, but he was a guy that was kind of offsetting for a couple of reasons at that time when I was young.
Okay.
So he's a guy. And I don't want anybody to think I'm coming from a place of a prejudice or racist or anything like that. But I feel like, and we talked about this and we are going to talk about this when we get to the mental health aspect and the therapy aspects, you know, that episode or whatever. But when it comes to a therapist or when it comes to somebody that you're going to be telling your business to, it has to be a level of comfort. It has to be relatable, maybe even, you know? And I'm like, what can you, this guy, right? And a Caucasian guy, what can you tell me, this young, Black, homeless, parentless child, what can you tell me? Because where you're sitting and where I'm sitting, we ain't got none in common. And from where I'm sitting and you're sitting, you seem like you really ain't never have to deal with shit a day in your life. And that's how you're able to sit there and tell me about all my fucked up shit.
Dude.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, how can you help me? Because I'm not identifying with you in any shape, form, or fashion. And I don't see how you're identifying with me. I don't understand what you can tell me. And so I would never talk to this man. I would literally have to sit in his office in damn near silence for about an hour a day. And I had to go. Like, it was to the point where I had to go every day. And like I say, I don't want to. But I had to go every day. Every day I was in this man's office for a freaking hour. And I wouldn't open up my man. You know what sticks out in my mind? I'm going to tell you what that man said to me. It shows my name. It's Janine. I'm going to tell you what he said. He looked at me and he said, "You don't have to talk to me." He said, "And I really believe in my heart of hearts, you're not going to talk to me." That's what he said. I was real stubborn. I'm still stubborn a little bit to this day. I don't know. I've been working on it though. I've gotten better with it. Okay. I've gotten better with it. But I was determined. The determination was real. I was like, "I'm not talking to you for what?" But let me tell you, he says to me, and I really believe you're not going to talk to me. You're not. He said, "But I can tell you this. You are going to have to talk to somebody before it's all said and done."
Wow.
He said, "You are going to have to." He said, "You might not come back to me, but you're going to go. You're gonna have to." And I remember looking at him like, "You don't even know what the hell you're talking about."
Well, maybe he did. Yo.
But here I am, 40 something, and I'm like, "Yo, if he didn't tell me anything that made sense in those hours of silence." Yo, and a part of me, I kind of wonder, because I can't even remember the therapist's name. Like, I can't even remember the doctor's name to this day. I can't remember it. But a part of me really wants to go back to him and be like, "You know what? Them degrees really did help you, because you called that shit, didn't you? Because I swear to God, I pay my money and I go talk that shit out, honey. I look."
Do you know what somebody told me about you?
About who?
So Miss Barbara. She knows what she said to me. She said, "You need to tell your sister that she needs to become a therapist." And I was like, "What?
Who?"
Barbara.
Yeah, who needs to become a therapist?
You.
Shit,
you.
I can't even get my own shit together.
Well, here's what she said. She was like, "Yeah." She said, "You know, therapists come from a place of wanting of how does she put that shit to me?" Because I was like, "Oh, okay, you know what, that makes a lot of sense." When she said it, I was like, "Oh yeah, you know, you're right." How the fuck did she put it to me? I forget exactly how she phrased it to me, but basically what she said was, people who have been through some shit make the best therapists. So it gave me some perspective, because I, like you, have felt to a degree like you have to be able to relate to the person that you're talking with, because you're sharing some real deep shit.
Right.
But you have to be able to relate. And sometimes the cultural, there are cultural differences when you know, it is what it is.
Right.
But she really did give me that perspective. She gave me that recently. I've been meaning to tell you, but she said, "Yeah, you need to tell your sister she needs to be a therapist."
On my journey of life, I didn't see that one, but hey, you know, sometimes you need a little guidance, and we just talk about that. It was always in your path, but sometimes it takes someone else to notice and be like, "Oh, I could see that." The crazy thing about the irony in what you just said to me, that she said to you, is that honestly, she's really not the first to say something similar to me. It just wasn't a therapist level, but I did have two different pastors actually say that to me, that I'm supposed to be telling my story to young women, and that I'm supposed to be helping young women. And I always feel like my life is just not there. I just feel like, you know, my life is not even together. Who the hell am I helping? I can't, I'm barely helping me every day.
But do you think that maybe that's, maybe if you started working towards that path, everything else will fall into place? Have you ever considered that?
No, I just always felt like, if I'm being 100% transparent, and it's, I guess it's kind of hard for me to say, especially when I know people are going to hear it, but it's a daily struggle for me to keep it together. And sometimes I feel like, yo, what do I have to, how can I advise someone else when I am barely I don't know. I always just feel like, nah, I ain't there. That's how I've always felt. Even recently, I was supposed to speak at a youth conference, and I was like, I can't. And that she kept telling me, she was like, no, you, and I can't. I kind of feel like, I don't know, maybe you're right. But the other part of me feels like, yeah, I gotta give me enough strength before I can empower anybody else at this point, at this stage. And maybe if that most recent situation wouldn't have happened, I think I might have did it. But I was just like, when that went down, I was like, you know what? I ain't got nothing left. Not today. Not this weekend. Give me a little bit and I'll pull it together and I'll get it. Cause I have to pull it together and I have to get it because I have young kids in my home. So it is not a day that I cannot pull it together or keep it together or make it happen or brush myself off. But sometimes just doing it for my household seems quite hard to do, let alone trying to tell somebody else when I'm barely there.
You just know that recommendation came from a person who has been in the profession of social work for years, what, decades? What's the decade? 10 years? Every 10 years, decade? No. Girl, is every 10 years a decade? So I want to say she's just decades.
It's a decade? Oh, 10 years is a decade, right? I suck at math, girl. Don't say numbers because I get scared as shit. I'm like, wait a minute.
Because I think if 10 years is a decade, then I can comfortably say that she's been in the field of social work in some level for decades.
I feel so honored that she would, her being who she is and how she is, would even think of me that way. I'm over here like with my little pen, a little teary-eyed, because you know I'm real sensitive. You know I'm a punk, like I'm so sensitive. I'm like, oh, this was sweet. Really? Me? Shit, I'm with the foolery. I ain't like
well,
you know.
Just
I feel honored. That was
ponder that. And just know, if even if it's not right now, maybe in the future.
Yeah, that definitely took me to a different place just now. I feel so honored. I really do. I feel so blessed. Like, oh, really? Because, you know, we don't really see ourselves. I think sometimes we see ourselves a lot different maybe from how other people see us. Because I remember, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I remember somebody I grew up with had reached out to me and they had all of this positive stuff to say about me. And I was like, me? Like, even then I knew I was a hot mess.
like, wait, what?
Right? I was like, me? Yeah. I like, nah. You must have been an exception to the rule. I must have really liked you. If I was kind to you, I must have really liked you. You must have, because that's what she said. She said, yo, she said, you were such a good-hearted person. You were so sweet and kind to people. And she was like, and your voice, you used to sing all the time. You used to love to sing. And she was like, I so remember that. And I remember reading her message like, me? Like, because I remember when I was younger, and I think we have definitely talked about this, I really had a chip on my shoulder. And I didn't have a chip on my shoulder like some people do, like the world owe me something. That's not it. I had a chip on my shoulder like I was angry. I was real angry a lot. To where if you even look like you had something to say, I was here for it. I was that person. Like, really. I'm like, I tell people, like, I'm so surprised that I am not dead or in jail, because when I say I really was in a I don't care type of space, I really didn't. I would tell somebody exactly what the hell I thought, and I was like, hey, I can take a hit. My father taught me how to take a hit, so I can take a hit. So what you gonna do? What can you do that's gonna hurt me at this point? And I was real angry. I was real angry. So when she said that I was real nice and kind and I had a good heart, I was like, yo, we shouldn't get me talking. I must have liked her. Because I don't recall feeling that way about too many people. I wasn't even a people person. Like, I said, hell, even now, I don't really think I'm a people person. So I was like, I don't know about this, but okay. And like I said, I think a lot of times other people see you different from how you see you, whether that be good or bad. You can think you really good at something and somebody else would be like, oh, nah, baby, that's not you. No, that's not your thing, boo. You're not doing well at this. I don't know why you think you're doing well at this, but no. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think we definitely don't, sometimes we don't really see ourselves like it is to a degree.
That's fair.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes we're harder on ourselves and sometimes we're, I think sometimes we're right. And sometimes we'd be in denial about shit too.
I mean, what's that saying? Like, we are our own worst critics.
Like you said earlier, what? Yeah. Get out of your own way, right? Yeah. get out of your way.
I don't know.
Right.
But I did find a really, it's a blog article on Oberlo.com. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's Oberlo.com. And it is a blog, because I was like, I was trying to find some resources for, like, hey, well, what tips can we give folks for if they're thinking they want to make changes in their life? I don't even need to find this article, but I think, let me back up a little bit. A big thing is, yes, therapy, but also even maybe a life coach. My therapist actually recommended recently that I get a mentor. So nice. I was like, oh, okay. But those things are a couple of things you can do, I think, if you're struggling and can't get out your own way when it comes to certain things, that's a great first step. And like you said earlier, we're not going to therapy right now because that's going to be a whole separate topic, because I think that needs to be really in depth and separate from this. But therapy, life coach, and or a mentor can help you if you're kind of stuck in this place. Just a few suggestions. But, you know, we're not medical professionals. We're not even social workers. But if you know someone who is and they want to be on this podcast, please send them our way.
Girl, I know somebody. And like, as soon as you said it, when you were talking about like mentors and stuff, I thought about my guardian ad litem. Did you have a guardian ad litem when you was in?
That wasn't a thing in New York.
It wasn't?
Oh, not that I know of anyway. I had a social worker.
Yeah, we had to have a guardian ad litem that kind of spoke for us. And when you said it, I really thought about her. And guess what she does? Guess what she is? That's exactly what she is.
She's a mentor or a life coach?
No, therapist.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Yes. Okay. What is it? Psychologist? Is that what I say it? Girl, help me. Get it together. I know I don't need to be nobody. Psychologist? I can't even say the word. Wait, lady, you can't even say the damn word.
All of the above.
All of that stuff. All of that.
How about that?
She was another one. When you say people that that speak life and feed you with that stuff that you need to get through. Yeah, she's another big one. As a matter of fact, when I was going through, I think that's the one that I told you when I was going through the custody thing, mm-hmm. was definitely like trying to help me stay grounded, mm-hmm. and not overthink. Yeah, I'm going to have to call her and say, hey. But anyway, carry on before I
yes, get you should touch base with her, because maybe, I don't know, bounce some of these ideas of, you know, she might know some stuff.
Ask her if she would like to,
I mean, she'd be your mentor too, if she's open to it.
I might even ask her, you know, if she would, if we'll get ready to do the mental health episode part of it, if she would like to contribute or suggest something. What do you think?
That'd be great. Yep.
Right.
That'd be amazing.
Even if she doesn't want to, you know, join us, then at least some tips and stuff that we could use from a professional, you know? And Miss Barbara too, right?
Ms. Yeah, Barbara too? I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I guess Barbara would give us some tips. But you know, she's, I'll ask her. I will definitely ask her. I know she'd be game for it. I'm like, oh, no question. I'm sure she'll say yes. I'll ask her to give me some tips. I wish we would have thought about this while she was here. I saw this, I was like, damn, because at least we could have done maybe an interview that we could just, you know, well, whatever. But if you, okay, we can bounce ideas around, but yes, okay, it would be amazing if she can kind of, if she wanted to contribute, or if she wanted to be a guest, that'd be amazing. But this article was from Oberlo.com.
Okay.
And it gave some tips on if you're, this is something that you want to do, right? Because, hey, again, we're not professionals, but, you know, we want to share experiences and things that maybe we would have done to make changes in our lives, or even if it's still a pain point. But according to this article, the first step is to make the decision. Step one is really decide to change your life. That's step one.
Okay. And what did I say? I said, look, you have to want it.
You gotta
right?
want it.
You have to want it. Okay. All right.
You do. Step two, and I know this from experience, you have to learn to embrace discomfort. That is real. Yep. I was like, it's an uncomfortable place, but you have to embrace, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. When you're making these changes or shifting the things that you want to shift in your life. Step three was identify why. What are your whys? So identify why you want to change your life. What's sparking the need for you to want to make these changes? Mm-hmm. I guess, and I'm not going to read the whole article out, but I guess the bigger thing is, well, what is the why? Mm-hmm. Step four is to define the changes you want to make. That's fair. Write it down, you know, jot down on your phone, piece of paper, whatever you're comfortable with, but just write it down. Step five is to identify things that may hold you back. That's a real thing. For example, procrastination. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. Is there any, maybe people in your life who would be more than willing to hold you back? Because yes, that's a thing. Sometimes people are comfortable keeping you in the place that you are versus because it's comfortable for them. So think about that for a minute. Step six is to choose your one thing. Basically, conquer one thing at a time. Focus on one thing at a time. Let's see. Step seven.
Oh, set a SMART goal.
There you go.
SMART goal. I see that one.
Okay. Yeah. All right, keep going.
Oh, you want me to keep going? Oh, yeah. Girl, I was just trying to get you where you was trying to get to. My bad. Well,
I totally skipped over seven, couldn't find it. I was like, oh, where is it?
Prepare for the storms. Mm. Mm. Yeah, I could see that. Oh, that's really profound too. This is really good. This is really good. I really wish we could kind of read it.
Oh, I know.
This is really good. Get your friends and family on board. Mm-hmm. That's that support system. You have to have a good support system. You have to with anything. Go the distance. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we start out with things and we start on a path and then we're like, it gets a little difficult or gets a little hard, but that's a good one too. Mm-hmm. Sticking with it. Okay. And then it goes into some frequently asked questions. So I think, and I hope I'm not skipping over everything, I'm double checking. So that's 10. So it's 10 steps. Okay, so it's the 10 steps. I think people really should go take a look at the article. Did you already spell it out?
Okay, so no, I didn't. Do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, so it's OBERLO.com. So in case we was not saying that right, again, that's going to be OBERLO.com. That's a really good article. And the name of the article, let me go back up so I can take a good look. 10 powerful steps for how to change your life before 2023. And I feel like it's just, they could have did without the 2023, but you know.
It's probably an old article, but
right.
It works.
But the 10 steps, right. That's what matters. Just, you can use these steps any year because we're actually, 2023 over. Look.
Oh, yeah. So, but by the way, the article, according to this, the article is by Thomas J. Law, and it was from June 10th of this year. So it's a current article. I just don't know why. Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought this is probably the best one that I found when I was trying to pull some resources together. Yeah. So what would you say? All right. What's your biggest takeaway from this here?
The biggest takeaway.
Mm-hmm. Or light bulb moment or.
So when it comes to changing the trajectory, mm-hmm. I feel like it's definitely multiple things that plays into that. And I feel like it's the person's desire and will and want that's going to play the biggest part, no matter who comes into your life to try to give you things that you do need and tell you the truth. You have to be willing to accept it and utilize it. Somebody can give you advice all day long, but if you're not going to use it, how is it going to be beneficial? So you have to be in a place of receiving it. So I think a lot of things play into that one question. Can you? Yes. Yes. Can things happen? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's all I got. I don't know. Yeah. You got quiet. I don't know. I ain't got nothing else.
What's that takeaway here? I don't know.
Yeah, because
so I was like, I don't know what my takeaway is.
Maybe not a takeaway, but definitely a close. Like, definitely, I don't know if it really changed my opinion a whole lot, because I think I still feel the same way. I feel like, I still feel like it hasn't changed what I feel, honestly. I feel like that person has to want it. You can want it. Everybody else around them can want it. Heck, everybody else around it can see it. But that person has to do it, want it, put in the work. What this article right here say? What this article right here say? Hold up a minute. Embrace the discomfort. Okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This is quite uncomfortable. And want, and like the article says, want to change your life. Identify why you want to change your life. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Individual. I'm proud of you, sis. If ain't nobody tell you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you, babe.
We got this. Some days it's a struggle, but some days it ain't.
I know, right? Sometimes I wake up, I'm like, okay, my joints hurt, but you know what? It's all right. Then sometimes I wake up and I'm like, God dang it, my damn joints hurt. I ain't looking at shit.
Like, you wake up and be like, what's hurting today?
Right? I'm like, well, that's new. I didn't even know about that.
Oh, man. There? This is new. You're right. Oh, man, my butt cheek hurts. Damn sciatica.
I didn't even know I could get a pain there. What is that? You see your butt cheek? We have to talk about that later.
So I think the three big takeaways I've had is, yes, like you said also, you have to really want it. But there will be people or things. And I think this really just kind of reaffirmed some of my thought. Like, there's going to be people or things that are going to happen that's going to take you down the path. But as long as you want it, and if you want it, you just have to embrace those things, if it's a situation, if it's good or bad, embrace it. Like, be comfortable with that discomfort, or learn how to be comfortable with that discomfort. Because even though if a situation is hard, it's supposed to take you where it's supposed to be. Mm. Or sometimes people will come in and be like, hey, you know, I think you'd be really good at ... Janine.
That was
a little bug.
That was cute. That was cute how you implemented that in there. That was all right.
Oh yeah, here we go. Let me just give you this little reminder. Sometimes there'll be people who just kind of drop little breadcrumbs that can help get you there. I think those are my two big takeaways, or reaffirming those things. But I do know, I think that, you know, I'm pretty lucky. I will say that. So I am, of course, grateful for even the hard situations. I will say that. I always think, wow, even, man, that was really hard. But I sure learned a lot from this shit.
And, absolutely. And I want to say thank you. I really want to say thank you to not just our listeners, but I hope that even though we're not big now, we're speaking that into existence. We're going to get there. Baby steps. We're going to get there. But I really hope that some of those people that really spoke life into my success and your success and prayed for us when we didn't know to pray for ourselves, and those people that gave us that positivity and that those ideas and those self-help, that education, and sometimes just that love or that hug or that positive word. I want to say thank you to each and every one of them, and I hope that they hear this and they'll know that we are thanking them all those people along the way that gave us what we needed and some of the moments, because I know I had some moments where I needed something to just do it another day. Whether that's those people as I was growing up, or those people now, those friendships and sisterhoods that I have now. No, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you did for me along the way, and definitely thank you for what you did for my sister along the way and my family overall. Thank you.
Oh, shit. I got nothing else to say. I can't come back from that one. So I just leave it at that. Because my brain hurts.
You know, what did it say? It said, be okay with being uncomfortable. Are you uncomfortable? You got a headache? Okay.
Yeah, I need another nap. Okay, Alistairs, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We really appreciate everyone who's listening, and of course, our supporters on social media. If you have any feedback, please throw it out at us. We want to hear it. We want to hear what you have to say. So thank you.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.